The search for debris from the space shuttle covers hundreds of miles across Texas and Louisiana. Federal officials are collecting wreckage and moving it to military bases. NPR's Eric Kneeler has that story.
People are finding pieces of the shuttle from the outskirts of Dallas all the way to New Orleans, but most of it fell into a 100-mile swath of rugged East Texas forest. On Monday, officials from NASA, the Environmental Protection Agency, and the Federal Emergency Management Agency sent teams to retrieve the debris 2 days after it fell to Earth. That's a relief to local officials like Sabine County, Texas Sheriff Tom Maddox. He's been worried that the debris could pose a risk to people or contaminate water supplies. Maddox spoke from his busy command center.
Well, all of this is considered hazardous material until it's ruled otherwise. You know, our main objective right now is locating this, identifying it, and securing the areas, giving this to the EPA there for collection.
NASA officials said today that some of the debris could be toxic and warned people to stay clear, but NASA stressed that none of it was radioactive. Maddox said several hundred volunteers, National Guard units, and local law enforcement officers are struggling to search through dense trees and scrub. It's not easy going.
You know, these are East Texas forested areas, the briar thickets there that we are going through there. Sometimes rabbits have a hard time getting through them. When humans there encounter these, you either go over them, under them, or around them.
At a reservoir on the Texas-Louisiana border, divers took down special sonar gear and remotely operated cameras. They're searching for a truck-sized piece of the shuttle that local fishermen saw plunge into the water. Others are looking for parts of the shuttle cockpit that may contain information about what happened. As it's recovered, the debris is being hauled to Barksdale Air Force Base in Louisiana and a second air base near Fort Worth, Texas. There, investigators will begin figuring out why Columbia broke apart. NASA officials also said they've collected remains from all seven Columbia astronauts. At a Washington press conference, NASA Deputy Associate Administrator Mike Kostelnik said the agency will do its best to recover as much as possible.
NASA is trying to recover the remains of these national heroes and get them back to their families as soon as possible. So much of our activity in the field as we speak is oriented towards the families.
Dr. Robert Shaler is New York City's forensic biologist and is leading a team identifying victims of the World Trade Center bombing. He says the shuttle task could take days or weeks, depending on what was found.
If they have any kind of clothing that may help, or there may be something in a pocket that might help, and then collection of the samples themselves. For every single remain that's found, there has to be a sample collected, and then that sample must be taken to a credible laboratory to do the identification work.
The astronauts' remains are being sent to a special mortuary at Dover Air Force Base in Delaware, the same location that handled remains of the Challenger astronauts. A spokesman said the base has experts who can make IDs even with small bits of hair, blood, or bone. Those samples will be matched to the astronauts' medical and dental records. Officials on the ground say they've located intact body parts, a skull and torso of one astronaut. That should make some IDs go faster. Shaler says identifying human remains, whether terror victims or astronauts, is tough, even for trained professionals.
It's just a matter of going through and doing your job and trying to keep your emotions in check while you do it.
More than 10,000 people are expected to join President Bush in Houston Tuesday at a memorial service for the Columbia crew. Eric Kneeler, NPR News, Washington.